you're listening to now is a krachepi, a rare instrument from Thailand. Standing tall, it's like a plucked fretted lute used in classical Thai music. This specific instrument you're hearing comes from a performance at the Sukhothai restaurant in Nepean. It's said that this is the first time the krachepi's been used in North America. This significant performance comes as a major celebration bridging the relationship between Canada and Thailand. It comes as Varavati Monahan completed the Thai translation of all the books in the Anne of Green Gables series.
My name is Varavati Vongsanga Monahan. Vongsanga is my maiden name and the name that I use in my book. I'm a translator, been a translator for over 25 years.
Members of the community gathered at the Sukhothai restaurant for this celebration of Canadian and Thai culture.
Thank you very much, you can leave now.
They saw a lineup of performances and speeches, all from historians, artists, and politicians, to mark the end of years of work for Varavati and her publisher. At the event, she presented a completed set of the books to her MP, Anita Vandenbeld.
The Honourable Member from Ottawa West, Nepean.
Mr. Speaker, I rise today to recognize a remarkable constituent of mine, Varavati Monahan. When she arrived in Canada 30 years ago, the first books that her husband Harry gave to her were the classic Anne of Green Gables series by L.M. Montgomery. She loved the books so much that she decided to translate them into Thai, her mother language. It took over a year to translate them, a true labor of love. It's a fitting tribute in a year that would have been L.M. Montgomery's 150th birthday.
I feel like I'm now climbing up to the top of the mountain now. Yeah, because I've been trying, like you said, trying to climb up and up and up, and sometimes got blown away by the storm and this and that, nearly couldn't finish it, and now I feel like I'm there.
Varavati and her publisher were also preparing to travel to Cavendish PEI, the site that inspired the classic books. She says she read Anne of Green Gables for the first time in 1992, a suggestion from the man who became her husband. Varavati admired Anne's imagination for all the ways it helped her carry on through life.
I even learned from her. Sometimes I had some difficulties. I tried to look at the positive way. Yeah, just like Anne. Yeah.
Anne of Green Gables is the most translated Canadian book, at over 40 different languages, reaching a wide and diverse audience. Natakorn is the name of the publisher who will be bringing these 8 books into the Thai language. He's the owner and managing director of World's Wonder Publishing in Thailand.
I know that this book has been beloved all over the world. Like, I know a friend from Japan that saw the book and so excited for me to do the book. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm so happy to be a part of it. And it's so important that, you know, the Thai people get to experience this, you know, to the fullest.
A big part of the translating process involves fact-checking and thorough explanations for the Thai audience, according to Varavati and Natakorn. To help with this, Varavati read from Dr. Ed Whitcomb's A Short History of PEI. At the restaurant celebration, he wore a straw hat with red braids attached to it, which affectionately earned him the nickname Ed of Green Gables. Dr. Leslie Clement of the Lucy Maud Montgomery Institute offered some words on the author's work.
So when Lucy Maud Montgomery opened a hat box in her closet and unearthed a manuscript that had received more rejections than she wanted to remember, little did she know how the decision she was about to make would impact her life and the world.
She went on to explain the history of L.M. Montgomery's classic.
Anne of Green Gables began to win the hearts of one reader at a time, beginning in 1908, first in North America, and then with its first translation, which was a Swedish translation that came out the following year in 1909.
The event wrapped up with a performance from Kai Whitcomb, founder of the Thai Dance Troupe of Ottawa. She danced alongside Benjamin Tardif, a Canadian and the first and only foreigner to become a professional Thai Khon dancer.
I'm born in Quebec City, but I moved to Thailand about 10 years ago to learn about Thai classical dance. So since then, I've studied a lot of Thai traditional dances, and I try to promote it all around the world. So this is really a great opportunity for me to have this union between Taiwan and Canada and to keep promoting cultural bridge and exchanges.
Faravadi's translation comes as part of her project called Canada-Thailand Culture Bridge. She hopes to implement the translated version of Anne of Green Gables into school curriculums in Thailand.
This is a testament to the universality and relevance of the stories of our iconic protagonist, Anne. Now, thanks to Faravadi, another generation of children can enjoy these inspiring tales. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Lauren Rolston.